Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It's Wednesday, June 21st. Hope you're all doing well. Steve Hoare here to bring you some of the latest news and stuff revolving around Liverpool Football Club. We've got the transfers to come, as we always do. We're going to be speaking about Turan. We've got a bit of grab and bake for you as well. But first, a story about a former Liverpool player. Yeah, Luis Suarez apparently is set to retire early due to what he calls serious pain in his knee. He's currently playing in Brazil for Grêmio, scored 11 goals and got 8 assists in 25 games for this season. But yeah, apparently the pain in his right knee, apparently it's a bit of arthritis there. It's causing him issues and he's set to retire, according to Brazilian outlet GZH. What's interesting on this one, before we start talking about Suarez and the impact he had on Liverpool Football Club when he was here, maybe Grêmio are a little bit wary of letting him retire, which is funny. According to the report, they are interested in putting in a clause in his contract that would get them, they call it, what's the word, reparations if he does indeed join another club. There's been loads of rumours linking him with a move to Inter Miami to go and join up again with Lionel Messi over in America. But it looks like, I don't know, I don't think Luis Suarez pretend to retire to get a move to go somewhere else. I don't know, but either way, Grêmio are making sure that it looks like they want to put a clause in there that they get, you know, adequate money back basically if he does retire and then comes out to go and join somebody else. But it would be a sad way for him to leave, of course, Luis Suarez, given, you know, if he's had to retire due to injury. Obviously now, and these might be interlinked, he very rarely was injured at Liverpool. He was playing through the pain. There were stories of him just taping his ankle up to get out on the pitch. But at age 36, it looks like he might be coming towards the end of his career. It's sad to see, of course, for him. In terms of his Liverpool career, you know, he scored 82 goals for the Reds in just 133 appearances. Add on 29 assists as well. Just absolutely staggering numbers. You know, it's absolutely remarkable. Was it basically 111 goal contributions in 133 appearances for Liverpool? And bear in mind, he had a relatively slow start to his Liverpool career. From then onwards, you know, everyone looks back at, you know, the 30 goals he scored in 2012-13 and 31 in 13-14. He was just an absolute superstar. So yeah, it looks like we may be about to see the end of Luis Suarez's glittering career. You know, not many people leave Liverpool and go on to achieve stuff. Luis Suarez certainly did that. You know, we were all devastated, I think, when he moved to Barcelona at the time, having tried to force himself out of this club on a couple of occasions. I think Steven Gerrard tells the story of persuading them not to go to Arsenal. It worked out well for him because obviously he won the League Cup with us, runner-up, of course, in the Premier League and, of course, the FA Cup as well, but then managed to get himself over to Spain where he won 4 league titles and the Champions League and the Club World Cup and the Super Cup and the Copa del Rey on numerous occasions as well. So, yeah, it looks like we could be seeing the end of Luis Suarez's career in general. By the way, he also won La Liga in 2020-21 when he moved to Atletico Madrid as well. So, Copa America winner. He's done it all as Luis Suarez. but it looks like the knee injury might be seeing the end of his career. Right then, away from players who had played for Liverpool to players who potentially could play for Liverpool in the future, we got an update yesterday. I think it was a pretty significant one from Nice Martin. They are the local outlet in Nice, of course. Nice Martin reported that Liverpool are expected to submit their bid for Nice midfielder Kevin Thuram after the Euro Under-21 Championships. Now, I know there's been a lot of talk of Liverpool getting their business done early, and what are they waiting for, and is it a risk that the if Thuram has a very good tournament in Under-21 Euros, that the price goes up? But according to this report, Liverpool want the 22-year-old international. They've already, you know, done groundwork on the deal, and they're about to submit their bid. Liverpool are expected, according to this report, to pay somewhere in the region of 40 million euros, which is about £34 million, give or take. But they are going to wait until after doing the 21 euros to get this deal done. Now, are they waiting because France have told them they need to wait and they're not going to give them permission for a medical or to talk to people? I don't know. Maybe it's a case of, you know, you don't want to get injured. You know, God forbid that happens to anyone, but, you know, there's a chance playing a major tournament, so you get a major injury and you don't want to risk that. Of course, if he has a very, very good tournament, then you risk maybe the price going up, maybe other interest. The longer you wait, the other teams want to come in for him as well. We don't know. But it looks like Liverpool are set on Kevin Thuram, but they might have to wait until France's under-21 Euros campaign comes to an end. Now, when that is, it obviously depends on how far France go in the tournament, because the tournament itself runs until, I think, the final is the 8th of July, which at time recording, like I say, is a few weeks ago. France play their first game in the tournament very, very shortly. My guess is they're going to go pretty far within it, you would believe so. But yeah, if they do somehow get to the final, that is 8th of July. The semi-finals are the 5th, the quarter-finals, which, again, you'd expect them to be in, either the 1st or 2nd of July. France's last group game is the 28th of June. But like I say, you would expect them really to get themselves at least out the group and then further into the tournament. So we might have to wait a couple of weeks longer, perhaps, to get some movement on the Kefir and Thuram stuff. But it looks like Liverpool are ready. It looks like they might have given the nod and the wink to the player and maybe even to Nice. Let's just get this sorted after the after we get to the tournament. I think it actually starts, I think I'm right in saying, today. Ukraine play Croatia later at time recording. Georgia, Portugal is today as well. Belgium, Netherlands and Romania, Spain all today. France play their first game on the 22nd, which is obviously tomorrow, where they host Italy. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But yeah, there might be a lot of people watching the France under-21 games. If you're not already watching the England under-21 games, to keep an eye on maybe Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones. There's reason to watch France as well, with obviously with Thuram and maybe Kone, who's been linked to Liverpool as well. But we might have to be a little bit more patient on the Thuram stuff. Like I say, there's pros and cons. Like I say, Liverpool might just be wanting to make sure he doesn't get an injury, a bad injury, which again, hopefully he doesn't. But flip side, if he plays well, you are risking the fee going up, you're risking other clubs coming in, so we'll find out how that one goes in due course. But yeah, that's the latest update from the local paper in Nice, which I think there's a lot of value to where it's coming from. But yeah, Liverpool will bid. How they report it is, they will submit a bid around Nice's valuation for their prized asset once the end of the Euros once the Euros is finished, rather, of France's involvement in that is finished.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Finished. Right then, moving on to a second story, Ryan Gravenberch. This one came, actually it was funny because it did the round yesterday on social media, but it came via interview with us. So Kerry Howe, who's the chief reporter of Sport One, spoke to Dan Clubb on Expert Insight. The full version of that show is out on Red Men Plus now. But if you're listening on this very podcast feed, or indeed go over to YouTube, you'll see a clip where they spoke about this very deal. And according to that report, Ryan Gravenberch has told Bayern Munich he wants to leave. Sorry, he's told his Bayern Munich teammates of his intention to leave the club. He wants to leave, and he's very keen on a move to Liverpool. Now, there's a lot of Ryan Gravenberch's name has been out there a lot recently. In terms of Liverpool targets, Liverpool apparently met his dad a while ago, his agent. But Bayern Munich were insisting that they didn't want to sell him. They've only just bought him. He hasn't really had a chance to play. He didn't play for a number of reasons. There's a new manager in Thomas Tuchel. Maybe he wants to have a look at him and all that. But it looks like Gravenberch has still got his eyes on getting out of the club. In terms of what you're gonna have to pay to get him, hard to know. If truth be told, no one really knows what the fee would. I'm guessing Bayern wouldn't want to make a bit of a profit, even though they've either used them. But yeah, there's a lot of dominoes that need to fall, I think, across Europe in the midfield of search, and maybe Liverpool are impacted in some way. So Casado and Rice meant to be on the move. Now Bayern were, of course, linked with Declan Rice. Bayern, I think they've agreed to sign Conrad Lehmann as well, so maybe they're waiting for another in before they can get it out. We've seen Liverpool do this. I know it was a different situation, of course, but if you cast your mind back a long time ago, Liverpool didn't sell Fernando Torres to Chelsea until they had a deal in place for Andy Carroll, and obviously it didn't work out. But at the time, it was like, well, we're not selling him until we know for a fact this other deal is in place. And maybe Bayern Munich are doing that. Gravenberch did start to get a couple of games, of course, towards the end of the season, but on the whole, he just wasn't getting a game at all. So we'll see how that all pans out. But yeah, it looks like Liverpool are still very much in the mix to get him, and it very much feels like Liverpool could get him as well, but it might wait until Bayern Munich need to get their deals over the line before they do it. Like I say, if you want to listen to that full Expert Insight with Dan and with Kerry Howe, they spoke a little bit about some other stuff as well, including Benjamin Pavard. It's over on redmenplus.com. Now, if you say go and sign up. If you sign up today, that'll get you access to all of the episodes of our Roberto Firmino documentary. Episode 1 will be out for free on YouTube this Friday night, 7 p.m. Bobby Firmino, the best in the world, will be there for you. If indeed you want to watch episodes 2 and 3 after, which I'm sure you are, simply head on over to redmenplus.com. Sign up from as little as £5 a month. You'll get that content. You'll also get, like I say, the Expert Insight that I spoke up with Kerry. JNO Insight will be back with Neil Jones on Thursday, and loads more. If you want more Liverpool content in your life, that is the place to go. But yeah, keep an eye on this Ready podcast feed as well for another Bite Size tomorrow. On the way out, if you could give us a 5-star review on your podcast app of choice, that really does help us out as well. So yeah, hopefully you're enjoying the content that we're delivering on a daily basis here in your podcast feeds, and there will be more for you tomorrow. See you all then.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.